From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Syria's interior minister was found dead in his office today. The official news agency says it was a suicide. Ghazi Kanan spent years as Syria's powerful security chief in Lebanon, and his death comes just 3 weeks after he was questioned by UN investigators and just a little over a week before the investigators released their report on the assassination of Rafik Hariri, Lebanon's former prime minister. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
On the morning of his death, Ghazi Kanan called a Lebanese radio station from Damascus. He wanted to defend his reputation, refute speculation he would be named in the UN investigation focused on murder and corruption. He ended with these words, "I think that this is the last statement I might give." Within hours, the official Syrian news agency reported his death. Kanan was under pressure from UN investigators who had gotten access to his Lebanese bank records. Kanan was also a target of the Bush administration. In June, Washington ordered a freeze on his assets in the United States, saying he had aided terrorism in Lebanon. UN investigators are expected to release a report this month that could link Syrian security officials and their allies in Lebanon to Hariri's death. A source close to the UN said today Kanan's death is a sign of panic in Damascus that would heighten when the UN report is made public. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad said in a recent interview he knew of no involvement in the assassination plot in neighboring Lebanon, but said if a Syrian is implicated, he would be considered a traitor and severely punished. The interview was recorded before the death of Ghazi Kanan. Deborah Amos, NPR News, London.
With us now from Beirut is Nicholas Blandford with the Christian Science Monitor. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Now, this is a very dramatic development. What's the reaction been like?
Well, I think you could probably count on one hand the number of Lebanese who believe this really was a suicide. Certainly the reaction here has been one of extreme skepticism from all levels of society. I've been talking to some politicians this evening. Some of them in Lebanon, some of them living outside Lebanon at the moment because they're afraid of assassination. We've had a sporadic series of assassinations and bomb attacks and attempted assassinations since October of last year. And the feeling is that Ghazi Kanan was perhaps the latest victim, if you like, in these assassination attempts. I think it's going to be very hard to persuade the Lebanese, at any rate, that Ghazi Kanan committed suicide.
What possible connection might he have had to Rafik Hariri's assassination?
Well, this is where it becomes troubling, because Ghazi Kanan had quite a good relationship with Rafik Hariri. They knew each other for many, many years, long before Rafik Hariri became Prime Minister of Lebanon and for the first time in 1992. Hariri was very much involved in mediation efforts during the Lebanese Civil War, and they began back in 1982. Kanan was, if you like, of the old school. He's an old school realist in Damascus, the older generation of regime figures who understood that Hariri was, at the end of the day, beneficial for Syrian interests in Lebanon, which makes it all the more questionable why Kanan would have been someone who would have wanted Hariri dead.
But there is a question of timing here. If he left Lebanon to become interior minister of Syria, how is it that he might be connected to a murder in Lebanon in 2005?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is a good question. His relationship with the Lebanese president, Emil Lahoud, was not good, particularly from 2000 onwards. And there has been growing speculation, completely aside from the implications of the Hariri investigation, that Ghazi Kanan could have been a potential challenger to Bashar al-Assad, who is the Syrian president. Therefore, one could argue that by killing Kanan, you've effectively killed two birds with one stone. On the one hand, you have a potential scapegoat for the Hariri assassination. On the other hand, you've removed the principal challenger to the Syrian president, or potential challenger to the Syrian president.
Will all of this have any effect on U.S. relations with Syria?
That depends a little bit on what regard the Americans held Ghazi Kanan in. Now, if one subscribes to the theory that some American officials in the administration viewed Ghazi Kanan as a potential alternative to the current president, then I think they'll be scratching their heads in Washington right now, wondering what to do next. If Ghazi Kanaan was just an incidental figure of whom the Americans had no interest in, then it probably won't make an awful lot of difference to American policy towards Syria. They're maintaining the pressure. We'll all have to wait and see what the UN report has to say. But I don't think the Americans are in any mood at the moment to relent from their pressure on Damascus.
Nicholas Blandford is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. He spoke to us from Beirut. Nicholas, thanks so much.